Good morning, and to you who are dads, from one dad to you, Happy Father's Day.
早，是对下面在座的所有的父亲们，从一个父亲对你们下面的父亲说，父亲节快乐。
Let me give you a fact that you may not be interested in, but generally in the United States, the poorest attended day in church is Father's Day.
我先告诉你一个事实，是你大概没太大兴趣。这个每一次人数在教会的礼拜天，一年中间最少的人数的是哪一天呢？就是父亲节那一天。
It's pretty much the opposite of Mother's Day.
这完全跟母亲节相反。
As well as the telephone calls, there are fewer telephone calls on Father's Day than there are on Mother's Day.
而且在这个电话打电话的次数来讲，在父亲节是比母亲节打电话的人少得多了。
So again, Happy Father's Day.
所以再说一次，父亲节快乐。
I love the passage of scripture that we're looking at this morning.
我非常喜欢今天我们所选的这一段经文。
I hope you have your Bibles open, although there are many ways that I could preach from this passage. I just want to draw your attention to something that really should speak to all of us.
这有各种不同的方法我来跟弟兄姐妹陈述这一段经文，但是我们现在照这样做。
Four simple verses, but an awful lot of blessing.
这个是四个简单的信息，但是有太多的祝福。
Notice in the first verse that Abraham is called by God to go to another country that he didn't know where he was going.
你记得吗？看到这耶和华对这个亚伯兰说话的时候，他根本不知道他要到哪里去。
Notice in the second verse that it says, "And I will make you a great nation."
在第二节的时候说，我要叫你成为大国。
And I will bless you.
我会赐福给你。
And I will make your name great.
我要叫你的名为大。
What a testimony to hear from God to bring confidence at a time when he was moving along in obedience to God.
这给我们一个非常非常的这个安慰，当他跟随主做的时候，这神给他讲这些话。
Abraham was 75 years old, and God says, pick up your belongings and start moving, and I'll tell you where to go, and I'll make you a great nation.
亚伯兰他是75岁，神跟他说，把你的东西都包包起来，我告诉你，你跟我走，我要跟你说，你将来要成为一个大国。
And I will be a blessing to you, and you will bless the people that you make contact with.
而且我会必要赐福给你，你也要叫别人因为你而得福。
And it says in the fourth verse, and all of the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
在最后一节上面说，所有世界的上人都要因你得福。
What great insight to know that God provides for us, no matter where we go, what we do, that He is always with us.
你想想看，是多大多大的应许，说不管我们到哪里去，到哪里神都跟我们同在。
Now you notice that the sermon title today is Abraham's three C's.
你今天看到我们那个节目程序单上面说是亚伯拉罕的三个 C 英文字母 C。
In a moment I will give you those three C's and they will be very easy to remember and to apply to your life in a daily way.
等一下我马上就要告诉你这个 C 是哪三个 C, 然后你们可以在日常生活里面应用。
The great civil rights leader Dr. Martin King once said,
这个民权伟大的民权那个主义者就是那个马丁路德说过，
The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience.
他说，对，要量一个人他多伟大，不是在量他在他的所有在很安逸舒适的时候去测量他。
But where he stands at times of challenge and controversy.
要在他在经过这个所有的挑战，所有的逆境中间去来测量他。
From the time that God called Abraham,
到从神呼召亚伯兰的时候。
He faced many challenges and controversies.
他碰到了很多很多的挑战。
He said it well. Abraham said it well.
亚伯拉罕讲得非常好。
When he said, "I am but dust and ashes."
他说我不过是一个尘土。
Yet by God's grace, his life counted for eternity.
然后由于神的恩典，我能够。被他带进永远。
A big picture of Abraham's life can be found in the book of Genesis, and I would encourage you later today to begin reading about that.
关于亚伯兰，也就是亚伯拉罕，他整个的生命生活中间，是你们在创世纪里面都写了很多。我希望你们有空的话，今天回家去查考一下。
Abraham believed the Lord no matter what the circumstance was to be.
亚伯拉罕相信神，不管外面的环境是什么样子。
Abraham was a man of deep faith.
亚伯拉罕是一个有信心的人。
And yet the Bible reveals that there were many blemishes, and even still God blessed him.
虽然在他的生活中有很多很多的污点，
Abraham was
仍然祝福他。
Abraham was not perfect.
亚伯拉罕绝对不是完全的。
As you study the scriptures, you will discover that God uses broken people.
当你看圣经的时候，你知道神都是用那些无用的人。
When my wife and I were married a number of years ago, we were given a little gift.
当我跟我的太太结婚了很多年以后，我们收到一个礼物。
The gift was a little bench with a little girl and a boy sitting side by side.
他那个礼物是说一个小的 bench 一个桌子，然后有一个小孩子，男孩跟女孩一起坐在那里，排排坐。
That little gift has lasted over 55 years.
那个小礼物一直在我们家已经存到55年了。
It sits in our kitchen and has been broken many times.
而且在我们这个厨房里面，常常那个小桌子、小椅子跟那个小孩子通通破掉了。
But we have pieced it back together and glued it together many, many times.
我们又把那些破片一片一片的粘回去，不知道粘过多少次。
To remind us that God uses broken pieces.
这就告诉我们，来提醒我们，神是用我们破碎的人生。
Even in the difficulties of our marriage or our family, God has still been faithful to use us and to bless us.
不管在我们婚姻中，在我们家庭中有什么困难，神仍然在使用我们。
Through Abraham's imperfect life,
在这个亚伯拉罕的不完全的生命中间。
Because of his faith, God marked him with three important C's.
因为他的信心，神就给了他三个 C, A, B, C 的 C.
Let me tell you what those three are. Courage.
我告诉你那个三个 C 是什么。第一个是 courage, 勇气。
Compassion.
第二个是这个有这个怜悯。
And credibility.
然后第三个是有信用。
In the next few minutes, we're going to look at these three aspects.
然后我再一个一个的跟大家一起来分享。
When he followed God's command to leave Ur, Abraham became fully involved in God's plan.
然后他跟走的时候，神叫他带领他走，他就跟神的计划里面一起走。
Let's look at his courage really quickly.
让我们看看他到底有些什么大的勇气。
Abraham must have knew of the trouble that was brewing.
他知道这个困难是在他要往前面走的路程中间。
As a matter of fact, it's the first war that's recorded in the Bible.
而且圣经上第一次记载战争就是亚伯拉罕的征战。
The conflict was not Abraham's until the four kings took Lot, Abraham's nephew.
最早这个战争不是由他而起，是那个四王把他的侄子 罗德裸去了。
Without hesitation, Abraham organized the surprise attack.
毫不犹豫的就把他家的人就完全集合起来去攻击那四个王。
He assembled 318 of his servants.
他找了这个318个人一起去跟那个四个王去打仗。
And he overtook the army.
然后他就把他们打胜了。
He rescued Lot and brought him back.
然后又把罗德救回来了。
With all of the goods that had been taken as well.
所有的这些就啊那些财物他也把从那个四王那裸回来了。
Abraham displayed great courage by doing the right thing.
所以亚伯拉罕是有那么大的勇气，是在做了那么对的事情。
At the right time.
在这个正当那个时候。
Completely disregarding his own welfare.
他从来没有把他自己的利益放在前面。
Brothers and sisters, most of us won't fight in a physical war like Abraham.
弟兄姐妹，我跟你讲，我们在中间大概不会去跟那个四个王去打仗。
But when faced with overwhelming circumstances,
但是当我们面对这种我们的侄儿罗德被抢去的时候，
We can display courage that comes from a life yielded to Christ who will empower us.
我们在因为有主，我们靠着主，我们可以把我们的勇气展现出来。
By doing the right thing.
做那个是神认为对的事情。
Abraham was a man of courage. So let's look at the second one.
亚伯拉罕是一个有勇气的人。
He was also a man of compassion.
他也是一个有怜悯的人。
While Abraham's relationship with God was growing,
当他亚伯拉罕跟神的关系慢慢的增长的时候，
Sodom's evil population was rebelling against God.
所以这个那个邪恶的势力才慢慢就起来，就反叛神。
The Lord Himself appeared to Abraham to deliver His message of judgment.
然后神就跟亚伯拉罕说，他要对这个索多玛要有进行审判。
God did not withhold His plan because He wanted Abraham's family to keep away.
因为神没有不让亚伯拉罕知道他的计划，因为他要把亚伯拉罕的家族放在这个要毁灭之外。
To do what was right and just.
而且他愿意亚伯拉罕的家族做哪个是对的，而且是正义的。
Abraham knew that Lot lived in Sodom.
而且亚伯拉罕知道罗德是住在索多玛。
He also knew that God was justified in destroying the sinful city.
他也知道神是完完全全可以说是正当的要去把索多玛毁掉。
Motivated by compassion, Abraham boldly intervened.
由于这个怜悯，使得他去跟神去求。
He asked the Lord two questions.
他向神两个问题。
Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked?
他说，你会把一个正义的人跟那些坏人一起毁灭吗？
And shall not the judge of all that is right on the earth do what is right?
所以那时候凡是正直人，你会不会去随便去毁灭的？
Abraham had compassion for Lot.
你知道亚伯拉罕他对他的侄儿有非常有同情跟怜悯。
As well as for the righteous people who lived in Sodom.
而且和那一切住在索多玛里面的正直人。
As you read the scriptures, you'll see that he started bargaining with God.
他开始跟亚伯拉罕就开始跟神两个在那办交涉。
He asked God to spare Sodom if there were 50 righteous souls.
他跟神说，假如在索多玛有50个正直人的灵魂。
God agreed.
你就不要毁灭。神说，
But in the end, only Lot and his two daughters survived.
最后，正直人有多少呢？只有罗德跟他的两个女儿。
Abraham was not blind to God's righteousness.
这个blind?
Blind.
亚伯拉罕并不是说不知道 这个神的正直。
Yet he displayed great boldness by pleading with the Lord.
但是他有那个勇气去向神去要求。
How does that apply to us today?
那怎么样子应用在我们今天的身上？
Believers, we should stand boldly before the Lord in prayer of others.
我们这些信徒在神面前一定要很有勇气的为旁人祈祷。
Like Abraham, we should have compassion for people.
像亚伯拉罕一样，我们应该有怜悯的心情对其他的人。
Let me tell you a quick story of a young lady where that applied this week.
啊，我告诉你一个故事。是有一个年轻的女孩子在这个礼拜发生的事情。
A young lady that we had been involved with over the last month or so, who had a very severe drug and alcoholic problem.
这个女孩子她在上个月就有酗酒跟吸毒的问题。
Came to our church and asked if we could somehow help her.
她到了我们教会里面来，问我们说：“你们能够帮助我吗？”
We don't have all of the ability to help people, but we began a process of praying for her.
我们教会里面并没有所有的那些一切的事情可以帮助她，但是我们有的就是能够替她祷告。
She pleaded with us to take her to the hospital so she could begin the detox.
所以这个女孩子她叫我们说，要求我们说把她带到医院里去毒。
During the next 6 days, we prayed earnestly that God would open up a center for her to go to.
她到我们中间的以后的六天中间，我们为她恳切的祷告，要找一个戒毒中心。
On the sixth day, the morning of the sixth day, we got a call from a center in Fremont.
在第六天，我们收到一个从 Fremont 这个戒毒中心的电话。
That said they had an extra bed that they would take her in.
他们说他们的中心有一张床可以接受这个女孩子。
The next obstacle that stood in our way was that she didn't have insurance to cover the cost.
下面问题来了，就是说她没有保险，就要付这个戒毒中心的费用。
But because we prayed and we acted, God opened the door.
因为我们的祷告，神又开了门了。
And the rehab center accepted her, and today she is there, finding complete healing for her body, her mind, and soul.
然后，今天直到今天，她在戒毒中心，她的灵魂体都受到医治了。
All because of God's people of compassion for somebody who was in need.
因为在他们的教会里有神的信徒们的怜悯。去为他祷告。
But let's look at the last word today.
让我们看最后三个 C 中间一个字。
We've talked about the courage that Abraham had. We talked about the compassion he had. We now want to talk about his credibility.
我们谈到亚伯拉罕的勇气，我们谈到亚伯拉罕的怜悯，我们也要谈到亚伯拉罕的信誉。
Though Abraham was a pilgrim in the promised land to which God had called him.
他在这个允许之地亚伯拉罕只是一个旅客寄居的。
He was recognized for his strong character and credibility.
但是他被当地人知道他是一个很好的人，而且还有很好的信誉。
He left his home to follow the Lord.
然后他跟离开了他的父家，就跟神怎么带领他就到哪里去。
There is no better way to show the people that he was part of them in Canaan.
所以你到了一个新，到了一个不同地方，入乡问俗，你要告诉人家说，我来了就是到你们这个中间，我是你们中间的一份子。
And it became not only his home, but the place where he buried his loved ones.
他不但说这是他的家，而且他在那里也埋葬了他的亲人。
The people recognized Abraham's leadership and integrity.
他们在当地人都知道他有很好的领导的能力，而且他这一切的品格也非常的高尚。
The Bible says they called him a mighty prince.
然后 圣经告诉他说他是一个伟大的王子
which literally means a prince with God
这个王子就说是神的王子
Abraham knew that the people were watching him
亚伯拉罕知道说当地这个到了这个应许之地这些当地人民都在瞪着眼在瞧着他
and he consistently demonstrated an upright character
他一直一直的给他们证明给他看他是非常正直的一个人
Believers, the world is looking for our same credibility
我们在座的弟兄们信徒们世界正在看着我们
I have been moved by what we have seen happen in our country in South Carolina
我深深的感动了被南卡罗来纳州的最近发生的事情
Where the tragedy happened of that young man who sat in that Bible study and then took 9 people's lives
这个悲剧是那个年轻人坐在教会里在祷告的时候那个悲剧就发生了
It's been incredible to see how Christians have come together of all ethnic races and style and form to support and to encourage and to be people of forgiveness and a people of love
现在在让我们看到这个国家里面有这么不同种族的人大家都在一起当这个事情发生以后所有的这些人都集合在一起为这个事情
As believers we need to be a people of compassion
我们这个做信徒的我们要做给人家想说我们都是有怜悯的
of courage and credibility
而且我们都是有勇气的人我们也都是有信誉的人
May that be the rule for our lives
这个希望这就是我们在生命中间的一个信条在我们整个生命中去做
May the world know our love is by loving Christ in the way that we do as well
我们愿意世人都知道我们的爱心是因为我们的爱心是从耶稣基督爱我们而来。
I take you back to the passage of scripture that we began with.
让我带你带回到我们刚刚今天早上念的这个经文。
When our life is lived by these principles,
当我们的生命是从这种原则之下出来的话
，God says that He will bless us.
神说他会要大大的赐福给我们。
May you be a blessing to others and be blessed by God's love as well.
愿你们每一位都是给你们的邻居旁人的祝福，而且是愿神祝福你们。
Amen.
Amen.